the bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And we've got a couple special guests lined up. We have Don Bailey from one of the companies that Magnet has done quite well with. We're going to talk about his company, Questcor Pharmaceuticals. We're also going to bring on one of the pioneers of day trading, swing trading, more day trading, a friend of mine running Cyber in University. We're going to bring on my good friend. So what I want to do first, though, first thing we need to do is we need to take a step back. We need to look at the markets themselves. And, folks, all I can say is what a year it has been. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking over at the NYU Business School, the Stern School of Business, one of the most prestigious business schools in the country, showing them a PowerPoint tonight, of which I am willing to share a little bit with you right now. And what we're going to do here is we're going to get into something we've talked about a couple of times. It's a simple concept that most people, for whatever reason, just can't get into their heads right now. And that is the fact that you have a rare combination of almost universal pessimism, the most amount of cash on the sidelines of any period in time in the history of the stock market, the highest percentage of cash relative to the size of the market. And then you have universal pessimism. So where does that lead you? And then what happens actually next? What happens is all of a sudden, if you haven't noticed it, the new lows in the market has actually shriveled up. We went from a period back in October where we saw 4,000 new lows and literally not one new high to a period right now where there's still no leadership on the upside, don't get me wrong, but a total of 60 new lows total. And as I look through the list right now on page B8, the Investor's Business Daily, I am looking for stocks above $20, and I find one bank stock, one savings and loan stock, one telecom stock, and basically every other new low is trading either below a dollar or at $14, $1.50. What does it tell you? It tells you the downside thrust is virtually over at this moment. Now, what people are looking for is either the next shoe to drop, people are waiting for the next bank failure, they're waiting for the next creepy Bernie Madoff to show up and continue to just absolutely shock this system to its core. What you have to do more than look at the news, though, you have to look at the market reaction to news. You have to look at Goldman Sachs posting their first quarterly loss in the history of their country, only to rally 14% on very heavy volume. You have to look at a $50 billion scam. Maybe it's a $17 billion scam with a whole lot of margin attached to it. But the reality simply is things like this, people see ghosts, they run for the hills, and they sell. And instead of what you're seeing, you actually see the Investor's Business Daily, which is a paper that I love and a paper that I highlighted in my new book that I just sent over to John Wiley last week, and they're in the process of editing. What they do is they actually put through an accumulation distribution level for the NASDAQ, the S&P, and the New York Stock Exchange. And frankly, you know where they were just 2 months ago. They were all E, under total distribution. Then they went to a D, and then a C. And look at the paper today, B+, B+, B+. Market in a confirmed rally, now putting in higher tops and higher bottoms. So what happens here, folks, is here's the way the stock market looks. It always looks forward. Somebody saw a ghost last October where the market indexes themselves actually posted all-time highs on the S&P, the New York Stock Exchange, the transports, and the utilities. Now, that is an age-old belief or system with regards to what's called the Dow Theory bull confirmed market, which means clear skies ahead, nothing but green, and then what did you see? The absolute top of the market and a major, major reversal. Now what you have is bad news, bad news, bad news, and suddenly the market is carving out a bottom. Now, nobody expects a great holiday season. Nobody expects all of a sudden good news and new jobs and house prices beginning to go up. But what the public does see, or I should say what the market now sees, is a determined international globally coordinated Fed that is willing to prime the pump, to print money, to buy assets, to buy securities, to simply put liquidity into the market that has never been seen to this level. And they basically came out with their statement the other day, right before I went on CNBC, and basically said, we all expected 50 basis point cut. What did we actually get? I'm not even sure what we got, because they didn't even cut rates 50 basis points or 75 or 100. What they said is the target rate is zero, maybe a quarter of a percent. So now we are, in fact, in historic times. We've never seen this rates this low in this country, and that means ever. But what they also said is that they will use every available tool, and they said it over and over again. They said every available tool to make sure that we do not see this market and this economy fall off a cliff. And what they're saying very simply and very, very straightforwardly is whatever it takes. And somehow, we need Dirty Harry out here. Remember, read my lips? I don't know what to say, but the public doesn't actually believe them. And they say, well, will they cut rates? And, you know, will they buy treasuries? And will they buy preferreds? And the fact is, what they said is whatever it takes. So what you should expect here is just like 1981, when I got out of graduate school, we actually saw a United States that was significantly weaker than today. We saw a president walking around talking about a misery index, saying that he didn't want to heat the White House, he's willing to wear sweaters around. We saw hostages in America, 50 American hostages in the Middle East being tormented and the American flags being burnt. We saw inflation at 11%, unemployment at 11%, government bonds yielding 18%, and we were told America was done. Then all of a sudden, a little optimism came back. Well, yes, that was also a period of extreme cash on the sidelines. And the next thing you know, the S&P doubled 100% gain within a three-year period. Now, I might sound overly bullish, I might sound overly excited, but again, we're going to remind people in tonight's presentation at the NYU Business School, this is not about GE or GM or Ford. I talk continually about the hundreds of companies that actually led the market higher, led the country higher, but are no longer even in business anymore. When was the last time many of our listeners have never even been in a Woolworths in their life? I asked around some college kids. They never heard of Woolworths. Western Union was sold for their name for $100,000 out of bankruptcy. So get the point here. It's not about GM. It's a matter of new companies with new products. And folks, let me just give you one extreme. We don't even need to bother discussing the company because that's not what this show is about. But we've now heard of drones out in the military where they're unmanned airplanes going up, tracking a target for days at a time, letting them go back to their nest and then shooting a bomb and blowing the nest up. Okay, well, we've seen these drones. We've heard of these drones. Who out there knows now that they've created drones the size of bumblebees? Well, they don't have the big bomb strapped on them, but what they do have is the ability to fly in and out of rooms, take pictures, send those pictures back to headquarters, do surveillance inside buildings. Who out there has heard of smart dust? What I'm hearing is it's not a new product, folks. It's a new industry. And if you haven't read about smart dust and you haven't read about bumblebee-sized drones, then you don't get the message of what magnet investing is all about. And it really is all about new leadership and new companies. And I will tell you, the only reason I know the S&P earnings will go up over time, maybe not this year, but over time, because they will continue to throw companies out that don't belong in there, that begin to lose their way in the world, and they will then replace them with other companies that are making products that we haven't even seen or heard of, whether it's artificial skin, blood, eyeball, something to help us live longer, something to create more leisure, hovercrafts, you know, you name it, folks, it's going to happen. So if you think we've seen it all, then climb back into the money market. There are 0% treasuries for sale, and the public's buying them. 10 years are at historic lows. People are literally sitting in the bomb shelter. And we have no interest in being there. So what we want to do here is we're going to highlight, in fact, one of the companies that showed up over a year ago. The company came on and already has done amazing things, but we're not highlighting only what they've done. We want to highlight what they have done for the public. So we're going to bring on Questcor Pharmaceuticals. We're going to bring on Don Bailey, who's the Chief Executive Officer and President. We're going to find out what makes them different, why they were able to do what they did all year, and you got to stick with us. We're going to be right back following this quick commercial break, and then we're going to look at one of Magnet's highest-rated companies and figure out if it stays in our portfolio for a year, a month, 10 years. We'll find out a little bit more about the company when we bring on Don Bailey right after this quick break. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
All we talk about is money. Call us toll-free, 866-472-5790, and talk to the experts. We talk money all the time. Voice America Business.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
questions. Did you know that high school dropouts make 42% less than graduates? Someone will have to make up that difference, and chances are, that will be you. That means paying 42% of their groceries.
Ooh, more candy.
42% of their dentist bills.
No more candy.
Even 42% of their therapy sessions.
It's all my dad's fault.
Save your money. Encourage your kids to stay in school. For help and advice, call 877-FORAKID. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to simulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
The bottom line in business. Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is a pleasure now to bring on the Chief Executive Officer and the President of Questcor Pharmaceuticals out in California. And we're bringing on Don Bailey. Don, thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Jordan, and happy holidays.
Well, happy holidays to you and the family as well. And on this show, Don, what we do is we talk a different approach. We don't talk about the market. We believe, and I believe, in individual stock selection. You might remember, maybe it's well over a year ago, we gave you a phone call. We said, I don't know where you came from or how this happened, but the stock is now the highest-ranked magnet company. We invested in it. We more than doubled the money. We still haven't sold our shares. So far, thanks for the profits. But before we get into the company itself, the M in Magnet stands for management. If you wouldn't mind, just a little bit of history, maybe about yourself and some of the other management team that has helped to do what you've done so far for Questcor.
Sure, Jordan. It's an interesting story because I'm from outside the pharmaceutical industry. I'm an engineer by training, and I grew up in the defense community and the wireless communication world, and ran a company, was CEO of a company for about 10 years. And that company had good prosperity, and we did about a 20X with that company, and I retired. And one of the investors from that company is on the board here at Questcor, and he enticed me out of retirement to come on the board, and then one thing led to another, and I ended up running the company and have been so for about 18 months. I'm blessed with an excellent management team that covers all the key areas of pharmaceutical for a pharmaceutical company. We have an excellent guy running all of our manufacturing and operations, and really solid people in the whole commercial sales and marketing area. So we have a good, well-rounded team, and our results have been very good so far.
Well, yes, in fact, they have. And I don't know if you remember when I initially called you, but what we saw was a dramatic increase in revenues coupled with a dramatic increase in profit margins and cash flow, and those are the metrics which attract us the most. The valuation was modest, and what we do is we don't call companies to find out what's wrong. We find out what the heck is going on so good. How can you possibly be doing this? I remember you talked to me not only about a new drug, but you talked a new approach. But what really blew me away and the reason we wanted you on the show is this very expensive drug when the patient can't afford it. I remember you talked about how much of it you gave away to everybody who, in fact, couldn't afford it because of the benefits of it. Maybe you want to talk about the product and a little bit of that first.
Sure. The name of the product is Acthar Gel. It's a natural biologic formulation of a hormone that the body produces from the pituitary gland. And in certain diseases, the body needs more of it, and our drug can be useful sometimes in fighting those diseases. The drug's actually a very old drug, and it's been approved for over 50 years, and it's been approved for treatment of over 50 different diseases. So, however, it's, because it's an expensive drug, it's only used in a couple of applications. One is a form of childhood epilepsy that affects babies, and another is multiple sclerosis. And we've now identified a third possibility, which is in the treatment of very serious kidney ailments. So you can see that there's it doesn't seem to be a connection between epilepsy, multiple sclerosis, and kidney, except that all of those seem to want more of this particular hormone when the disease state shows up. But as part of our strategy, we have a free drug program, and we have that because it's an expensive drug. A lot of people can't afford it, and so we probably give away, I think this year we've given away close to $20 million worth of free drug. We want to make sure that any patient that needs our drug can get it one way or another.
Right, and again, part of what I believe in and part of what I'm on a mission for is building some trust back and respect back in this business environment where it seems too many people just focus on the absolute bottom line and don't do what they can do to help others. So I think that is a fantastic piece. Now, I have to ask you something. I was driving back. I go on CNBC a lot, and the driver was saying, you know, the next big thing, people in this crazy country, we're having people having trouble sleeping. And then I look through your business summary, and it talks about Doral, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Correct.
And for the treatment of insomnia. Now, is this new product? Because I don't remember talking about that before. And is it in production? Is it selling?
Well, it's a drug that's been on the market for a while. There are 13 sleep medications, and this one is unique, and that is it's called a selective benzodiazepine. Which for your listeners just means that it goes directly after the sleep center in the brain. We haven't really spent much time and energy on the drug because it's off patent, and if we increase sales, then a generic will just come in and knock it off. So for that reason, we haven't spent a lot of time and energy and money marketing it. But it's a good drug, and into a crowded sleep market.
Right. I mean, it just caught my attention because this could happen to just mention it. And obviously, I guess that's prescription and not
right.
Over the counter, right?
No, it's prescription, and it's not even 1% of our sales. So it's probably not the focus of our company as from an investor's
right.
point of view.
Right, right. So let me just ask you again. I think that the key is what we're trying to do here is highlight individual companies with success. We know that the economy is a problem. We know that everyone's talking about recessions and layoffs, and frankly, people aren't sleeping at night, and here comes Westcor. Seems like they're doing all the right things. Is there something, again, I'm not a doctor. I want to keep the conversation a little bit easy to digest. What should I ask you? Is there anything on your mind that I haven't asked you yet?
No, I mean, I think the characteristics of our company is that we've identified some markets where we have some competitive advantage, and we are trying to pursue the natural attributes of this drug that we have, and we have reentered the multiple sclerosis market, so that's what's probably causing the increase in the stock price, I'm guessing, is we've had some early traction in the multiple sclerosis market where we are able to, our drug is used to help patients who've had flares or exacerbations, they're called both things, from multiple sclerosis. And there's not a lot of cures out there for it, treatments for it, and ours is one of them. So we've been seeing some increased sales in that area.
Okay, so we're not talking about phase 1, 2, and 3. You're talking about actual sales and and it being used. Now, if I was to create a little, just a pie diagram to understand the company as well as I could, I do believe that it seems like your gel is really the driver. And I guess what happens is, what I've heard before in other companies is this particular drug, which is effective on this, is all of a sudden proven to be effective on this, this, and this also.
Right.
Is this what's beginning to happen?
Exactly. You know, we're hopeful that we have another drug like Botox, which started out as a treatment for eye diseases and now is used to treat 40 different ailments. So if we have something like that, then we have ourselves a real winner. If we don't, then at least we have some very nice financial dynamics. Our profit margins currently are pre-tax profit margins are 50% or higher. So gives us a lot of free cash flow to explore these other opportunities.
Right. Okay, great. Don, let me just mention again, we do not come on. We do not hype stocks in here. We always tell people you have to do your own homework. You have to, you know, handle your money your own way if I'm not handling it for you. And so this is a public company. The symbol is QCOR. What I want to mention, everybody, they need to do their homework first. If you have a website, I guess you do. Obviously, you maybe want to share the phone number. If there's a public relations or media, how do people find out more about QuestCorp if they want to do their homework and ultimately invest in the company?
Well, certainly our website is just www.questcorp.com. Anybody is always welcome to call me. My direct phone number is 510-400-0776.
All right. And what I have to mention here, I'm just looking at the spreadsheet. Management here is taking some pretty modest salaries. We look for one thing. We look for accelerating cash flow. You guys are delivering it. I noticed a little volatility in the stock of late, and I checked maybe they're talking about some guys maybe on margin needing to sell something. All I know is we follow the money, as they say. And Don, let me just wish you good holidays, good health, and really you need to be credited for your free drug giveaway. I think that sets you apart. And congratulations for your success so far and continue good luck.
Thanks, Jordan.
Don, been my pleasure. Folks, we have to take a quick break. That music means it is sponsor time. We'll take a quick commercial break. And then what I want to do is we're going to bring on a good friend of mine and the actual creator of Cyber Trading University, Fausto Puglisi. And Fausto's coming right up to talk about his different style of investing. We'll be right back following this quick break.
Sell, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Our team of investment professionals, supported by our quantitative magnet stock selection process, is committed to the goal of providing excess market returns to clients around the world. We target the fastest growing companies that are still trading at a discount to their intrinsic value. Companies in this category are likely to enjoy dynamic earnings growth. We call these companies magnets. They tend to stimulate investor response and create powerful returns. The value-added benefit of magnets' quantitative analysis and portfolio management has been extraordinary. After ranking all eligible companies, we only buy less than the top 1% of the companies we monitor. The first step involves quantitative analysis of the individual companies. Often special situation companies with a market niche are captured by our screening process. Our strategy is intended to take advantage of our global economy while achieving long-term capital appreciation.
Looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good.
And it's not even bad for you.
You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit Michael DeMarco.
You don't know what's coming next.
The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
The Internet's only all business and financial radio network, Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
All right, folks, and welcome back to Profitable Investing. And it is a pleasure now to bring on one of the good guys in the business, a guy I consider my friend. It's Fausto Paglusi, and it's Cyber Trading University, his own company, which he created back years ago, one of the absolute pioneers in day trading, one of the pioneers in helping yourself to make money. And Fausto, I may have stepped on your last name, but welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, Jordan.
All right, really a pleasure. And so let's set this up here a little bit. The public has found out recently that it's very difficult to trust a broker because they have their own interest. Now we have money managers falling into the fray and finding out maybe they didn't quite follow the program. Maybe they actually lost all your money. And I believe what you're all about is actually personal responsibility, taking control yourself. And I think that's what Cyber Trading University is all about. So what I want to do is the M in Magnet stands for management. Why don't you, Fausto, set it up by explaining some of your own background and how you thought and how you created Cyber Trading University.
Sure, no problem, Jordan. And once again, thanks for having me, and thanks for everyone to listening in. That's exactly, you pretty much nailed everything on the head. I started the company back in 1995. I was one of the pretty much the first school to teach people how to trade in the market because I was a very good trader myself, being one of the original day traders that started the industry. There was about 500 of us here in New York, and it kind of now it's up to about 10 to 20 million people that are doing it. So you are right. I did help pioneer it. But what I found is that over the years, being a good trader, people always asked me, could you train this guy? Could you train that guy? I worked in a lot of day trading offices teaching, and their customers and new potential customers and traders learning how to use market maker traps, how to use reverse psychology, just basically how to trade the market. Because I was a market maker, and it's trading, you know, Jordan, you know, it's a little bit of a game. You just need to know, play the game. And what's happening in today's society, which has been terrible, I mean, especially with this whole the scandal going on, you know, people have to start realizing that they have to know how to take matters in their own hands. I always say catastrophes make opportunities, and, you know, what's great, the volatility has been phenomenal, and people starting to realize that they could really do this themselves. Sometimes you can't trust people taking matters and you know, doing it for you, but you can. I mean, I'm not neglecting that you can't. I mean, they are good people, but when it comes to market conditions like this, you got to know what's going on. So I can't blame everybody as being at fault, but other than you know, you being a very good money manager, you have to be a good money manager who you're giving it to and knowing how it's being traded and so on.
Right, right. But I want to take this to a couple places because it's really interesting. First of all, you know, people are very apt to say, well, I can't do this and I have a different specialty and I can't be in front of the screen all of the time or I just don't have the expertise. But, you know, when I look at it and I think about it, professionals spend a lot of money to go to college. They didn't go to graduate school. Maybe they have a specialty. Well, I don't believe in people who think that this thing is easy. And the fact is, trading is not for, it's easy. And I think it requires a lot of training and a lot of skill. And maybe you want to talk about the fact that, you shouldn't expect to be an overnight success. You got to put some work into it. You have to have the right tools to begin with.
Well, you know, once again, trading is exactly what you said. It's not easy. But you know what, Jordan? It is simple. People make it more complicated than what it is. What's not easy about it is the discipline part, and people actually, which drives me crazy. I mean, I've seen you at the equity conferences, and we talk about this all the time. What drives me crazy, I just can't imagine anybody trying to do this without proper education. It's like trying to fly a plane without taking flying lessons. And it's just a matter of someone just showing you the bells and whistles of what to look for, especially in this type of a market. The volatility has been off the charts. I know you've seen me actually doing the conferences. I was day trading right then and there. And, you know, you have to realize that, like you just said before, not everybody could devote a full-time job. Well, listen, believe it or not, you know, I tell my students, I was retired at the age of 24. And the reason why I would say that, I was just trading an hour in the morning, and if I felt like I'll trade the hour in the afternoon. If I made enough money for the week, I just wouldn't do anything. I started when I was 20 years old, and I've been doing it ever since. And you don't have to make this as a full-time job. You know, the whole goal, what I try to teach my students is that just make a day's pay, and you make your day's pay, you call it quits. You don't have to do it every day. It doesn't require you to be there a full-time job and be there. I mean, if you're a swing trader, meaning holding a position overnight, well, then, you know, I'm totally petrified. I refuse to tell anyone to hold a position overnight because you don't know what to happen. If you can afford to lose that money, then you got to be a little bit more aggressive and be focused. But what I do, you just sit there and you find what's going on, like what happened yesterday, the rumors. I mean, you probably heard about Apple, about Steve Jobs might be dying. Stock got crushed yesterday right in the open. It went down. It was a good short. I mean, there's opportunities today. I mean, oil is getting beat up. All the airlines are taking off. You could have bought any stock this morning and made a quick 10, 15, 20 cents on 1,000 shares. Maybe make 200, 300, maybe 50 cents on a stock, maybe trade more shares, and just said, you know, I'm done for the day. I'm going for lunch, maybe go to some Christmas shopping, whatever, or you know, celebrate Hanukkah, whatever you do. You know, it doesn't require that much, Jordan.
No, I love it. And the fact is you brought up a very important topic, and I want to really – you know, hone in on that, and that's the discipline. And I think what happened is, I remember a famous day trader, I forgot what company he had, but he forgot his own rules, he got caught in a loss, he refused to sell, the sell spiraled, and actually took his company away on margin. And you hit it right on the head, that if you remember to follow the rules, put your ego aside, it's a whole different ball game, and I want you to touch on that for a couple minutes.
Well, it's not more or less just like the ego. It's just people just don't like taking losses, Jordan. They just don't. And not only that, but it's more than you're supposed to that they can afford. And another one of the other anti-rules that you're not supposed to do is another major mistake. There's two things that I preach more than anything. I always tell my students, always remember. Number one, don't ever hold it overnight. Number two, don't ever average down. It's the biggest sucker bet you could do. And that's what ends up happening. People start averaging down. They're like, oh, it's got to come back, you know, Jordan. It's got to come. I mean, it's right. A good company. Just when you think it doesn't want to go any lower, that's when it drops more. And now what happens is they lose more than they can actually afford. See, a professional trader, the whole idea about a trader, it's a job. It's not investing. You just, the job pays X amount of dollars. Let's say you want to make, I don't know, $50,000 a year. That's about $200 a day. So your goal is to make, buy 1,000 shares, you have all day to trade, make you 20 cents a day, and you call it quits. But what happens is you have to know how to control that. Whatever you make, you can't afford to lose more than that. And what happens, some people start trading stocks that are a little bit more volatile than they could trade. Some stocks have bigger swings. No one ever showed them stocks they should be trading, meaning what's tradable, what's not tradable, what makes more stock volatile than others. And, you know, there's over 5,000 to 6,000 stocks out there, Jordan. Why people keep trading the same Googles and Intel? I mean, it's just crazy. It boggles my mind. But there's so many other stocks every day that are moving that are in your top 10 list, and every day there's always a new list of stocks that are going to move. That's what you want to be focused on. But you got to have, like, and it, I assume that's why you really have him here, you've got to have someone to show you how to do and educate you, because trading is a very big failure rate, and the main reason why is because people were never taught how to do it properly.
Right, and I think you touched on a great analogy earlier. A lot of people want to fly, but no one would dare get in a plane without lessons. And so you're exactly right in terms of skill set, a tool set, and I know really this is what you offer, and I guess what you need to do, it would kind of like be able to fly with controls and then without controls. I'm not sure the word because I'm not a pilot, but I guess the point is you keep raising the bar and raising the bar with another training module until people really are able to fly on their own in bad weather. And maybe you want to talk about, you know, how you go about that with a new student or, you know, someone who wants to get started.
That, you know what? That's great. And I'd love to touch upon it. 50% of the people, just tell you right now, will fail in trading in the market just not knowing how to place an order out there. Just like, for example, like we're talking about the controls, they don't even know how to put the key to the ignition. There are these things that are called ECNs. ECNs are called Electronic Communication Network. These are vehicles that you use to place bids and offers. See, some people don't even realize that you can actually become a market maker. You can go out there and place bids and outbid Goldman, Merrill, Shearson, and you could see your order out there. And you could see why you're getting the shares and why you're not. Why you're getting partial tickets, why you're not getting partial tickets. Why, you know, all the, see the time in sales, the transactions taking place. You got to remember, if you want to really have a, if you want to be in the driver's seat, and I always use this metaphor, you want to do a public transportation, go right ahead. You want to start driving your own car, you better know how to put your hand on the steering wheel and know where the gas and the brake pedal is. And someone has to show you, otherwise you're going to crash all the time, just like flying a plane. So I think the number one biggest hurdle, what I always teach my students right off the bat, it's not the most exciting. I personally don't like teaching it because it doesn't really teach them what to trade. Everybody wants to pretty much want to get right into it. But I can tell you one thing, Jordan, and everyone should know, stock market is not going out of business. So, but the thing you have to do is you got to start out with the ECNs.
Right, beautiful, beautiful start here. What I want you to do, Fausto, is they're going to play some music in a little while. I want you to get your contact information, your phone number, your website. Anyone who wants to really get in contact with you, see how you do it, why don't you give all your contact information out?
Well, if they want to register, just go to ctucorp.com, cybertradinguniversity.com. Right on the left-hand side, I do a free class that's going to teach you exactly how to do all this trading. You could trade live with me in the market. I'll show you how to buy, how to sell these markets. I'll show you basically everything you need to know. Or give us a call at 877-70-CYBER.
Beautiful. And let's remember, everybody, this is not one lesson and you're an expert. It takes time to get your skills together. Fausto's been doing it for years. He wants to show you how, and I want everyone to take control over their own lives. You cannot blame anybody for anything in this world. It's all about personal responsibility. Fausto, I think you're doing people a service. They could use your service and use Money Manager and compete with their own Money Manager and see how they do. But it's Fausto Puglisi and Cyber Trading University. Let me wish you and your family a great holiday season, healthy profits again, and thanks for joining us.
Same thing. Thanks for having me, and I wish you and your family and your wife a happy holiday, too, and a happy new year. And whenever they ever want a nice little quick little lesson, just feel I'll be happy to come on your show. And best thing to do is just, you know, pretty much come and visit the site and register right on the left-hand side for that free seminar. Believe me, Jordan, I have people that said they learned more in that one class than they paid in than they actually took in a class they paid with somebody. So definitely more than worth it to go out there. You need to learn before you could earn. Remember that.
I like it. I love it. Listen, I'll talk to you really soon. Thanks for joining us. Folks, we're going to be back with more profitable investing following a quick break. We need to go to the sponsors. We'll be right back.
Sell, buy, buy, sell. All we talk about is money. Talk to an expert. Call now. Call now. Toll free 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
looking for a good time? We've got a show that will give you a wild ride. This show will make you feel good.
And it's not even bad for you.
You need your time to let loose. It's time for a feel-good party. Pull up to the computer, mix yourself a drink, and turn up the speakers. Happy Hour is here. Every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's called the biggest radio show in the world. Hosted by international personality and pundit, Michael DeMarco.
You don't know what's coming next.
The biggest radio show in the world on Voice America.
Magnet Investment Group, LLC, is based in Randolph, New Jersey, and is a registered investment advisory firm providing wealth management for individuals and institutions. Magnet's investment strategy combines aspect of growth, value, and momentum investing to achieve superior long-term risk-adjusted returns. The group applies their proprietary Magnet stock selection process to a variety of client-specified benchmarks and risk tolerance levels. The group is led by Jordan Kimmel with over 20 years' experience in the securities field.
From the stock market floor to your laptop, we are Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Profitable Investing. And we just had on two of the good guys in the industry. And when I come across, first of all, a magnet stock that is accelerating their own business the way they are, and then I do my homework and speak to management. Again, what we always want to find out is where is that sudden acceleration in revenue, sudden acceleration coupled with margin growth that only happens, frankly, one way at conferences. I always ask people, raise your hand. Tell me, how do you accelerate profit margins? And the hands go up, and invariably the answer is cut costs. And I laugh, and I say, listen, the reality is there's only so low you can hold the pencil before there's a palace revolt. There's only so low you could actually cut corners and cut costs. The real issue is, how do you actually generate new revenue, accelerate your revenue? It comes with new products. It comes with expansion of markets you're selling into. And Questcor just did something absolutely brilliant in terms of taking an existing product that people needed, actually needed. They jacked the price way up. And for anyone who couldn't afford it, they gave it away. Anyone who just couldn't afford it, they gave it away, gave away $20 million of product. And that's something that really, really stuck with me. And it's just important that you don't focus right here on whether GM is going to get its bailout, whether a company with a deteriorating balance sheet is going to be able to clean themselves up and get some new funding to make payroll. Who cares? Who cares? Questcor, again, not that I'm recommending the stock, because that's not what we do here. What has happened is, I'll just share with you by going around my screen and what I'm seeing. What we see here is a company, first of all, with absolutely zero debt. We see another company with a very, very small actual salaries to their management, an extremely high rate of change in their return on equity. Now, it is a little underfollowed. There's only, I believe, a single analyst out there, but when they announced their earnings, well, they came in 30% ahead of where the analyst was. Yeah, very, very modest valuation, accelerating revenue, and a stock that turned around and hit a 52-week new high or all-time high just about a month ago. So everyone's complaining. I don't think you heard Don Bailey complaining about a thing. Now, I will tell you something kind of interesting. Since its new high here in December, the stock has had a fairly quick, rapid, brutal sell-off. Now, what we do is we do believe in holding stocks overnight, not only overnight, but up until that actually no longer rank highly on Magnet. So this does rank high. We do believe in taking profits after we made a quick 40%, and the stock had already doubled for us. So we took some money out of the stock already, but when you go on and you figure out who's selling and why, well, there's 100 different reasons people sell stock. I think what we've had here in the last short period of time was a tremendous amount of dislocation and forced selling by funds over leverage, where they turn around and they sell what they can. They sell what is liquid. They sell what they have profits in. This is the tendency. And so this is a company that trades well in excess of 1 million shares a day. So it is nice and liquid. And again, we don't know the future, nor will we recommend a stock to you. We manage money for a living. The fact is, when we have senior management available to come on the show and highlight a top-ranked company, it is our pleasure to do it. But we remind you, do your own homework. Look at your own risk profile. Do what makes most sense to you, but if we were managing your money, you'd actually own the stock, and our clients actually do. That said, there's been a lot of bad discussions, not by me, but a lot of bad discussions about these day traders and these scalpers and et cetera, et cetera. Well, we had our friend Fausto on. They actually add a tremendous service to the market by creating a lot of liquidity. What the markets want more than anything else, frankly, is liquidity. So folks who are out there day trading are good for the system, frankly, as long as they're not out there trying to push through phony rumors in stocks that are long or stocks that are short to make their pennies and then jump out. And we've actually had some guy on the show here where I asked to leave the show because he was actually pro putting out news just to scalp money, and I think that's disgusting behavior. Fausto's got a great reputation, one of the pioneers in the business. We're happy to have him on. What I have found myself, and this is what history tells me, and this is why I just wrote this new book and included it in this chapter I wrote, is that what I would find is oftentimes we'd find a little Magnet stock that ranked up like Questcor did, and we would make a quick 30% or 20% on the stock. We'd sell it and buy something else, only to turn around and see that stock go up 10 or 20 times in value before it actually peaks out. And I'd be sick to my stomach about the 20 or 30% gain that I took, only to pay taxes, only to go find another company, which obviously it's rare when you get those 10 and 20 baggers, but they're actually out there. And so my approach as I've developed and learned and grew myself as an investor is to buy a company or to find the ones that rank at highest on Magnet, try to wait for the right opportunity, and then hold that sucker as long as it ranked up or until I got stopped out of the investment. That's what I do. It's not what I'm telling you to do. Fausto came up with a great comment. Look, this market's not going out of business. In fact, nor is the country. It's all about opportunity. Opportunity has been created. The best value investors in this country, to the one, are stepping up, buying positive cash flow, and they'll sit back while the public sits there in a stun gun condition, waiting for good news to come out. And if you've been around the market long enough, you know, once the good news is out, it's a little bit late already. So do your homework, folks. Stay balanced. Enjoy the holiday season. Make sure you're giving back to your community. Make sure you're spending time with the kids. And I don't want to be a preacher here, folks. It's not all about the money. It's what you do with it, and it's how you're remembered. So that's why we had Questcor on. That's why we have Fausto on. We know he's also very involved in charities. And we're going to wish you a great holiday season ahead. We will be back here following the Christmas. We're going to do a replay for Christmas. We'll see you afterwards. In fact, we're not going to see you until next year. So let's wish you a happy and a healthy new year right now. a profitable one. And, folks, take deep breaths. We'll all be fine. Enjoy your holidays, and we'll see you right here on Voice America. I can't believe I'm saying it, next year. Happy holidays and happy new year to the staff over at Voice America. We'll all be seeing you later. Enjoy your holidays. Thanks once again.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of profitable investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.
All we talk about is money. Call us toll-free, 866-472-5790, and talk to the experts. We talk money all the time. Voice America Business.